Hello.
Oh, hi, Fraser. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
By the way, I want to pass in my account with you all. I ain't getting enough going. Best this time of year.
Okay, I need to give you some options because in your terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 30th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to cancel 3 business days prior. So there's a $129 past due balance on the account. And I can't
How is
even...
How is that done? I paid the whole... They got the whole $200 out of my account this month.
That's not us, Fraser. We only charge you $129 monthly, and the October 30th payment never went through. So I don't know if someone charged you $200. It definitely wasn't Local Splash.
Well, I don't know who charged it, but somebody did, or you got the $129 and somebody got the other. But,
I think maybe you should check with your bank because they can track it for you to tell you who took the $200, but it wasn't us.
Okay. But what's the term of just canceling it? Because this time of the month, this time of the year, I don't have any business at all, and I'm still paying y'all $129 a month.
Yes.
I need to get away from that.
So I can collect the past due and then cancel the account, and you'll get an email within 15 minutes that the account's been canceled. That way you don't have to worry about any further charges. But since you are doing well, I mean, you're doing fairly well with it. I'm on your dashboard, and I'm seeing 43 leads. I listened to a couple of the calls. One that was a Bush Hogging call was from Nathan Stewart, but there's actually 43 leads on their total. So what I would suggest is, you know, pay the past due balance, and then I can put you on a seasonal hold. And that way we would stop your billing for November, December, January, and maybe reinstate it in February or March, whenever your season starts up again.
Yeah. They don't start up again about June.
June, okay. So we can actually do a seasonal hold until June for you. But
okay,
we would have to still collect the past due balance.
Okay, this month, yeah, I can get the $129, and then cancel it. I'll put it on hold or whatever.
Okay. So do you want me to try to process it again on the same card we have? We have a MasterCard ending in 3762. Or do you want to try a different payment?
No, that would be the same. Somebody else can get it. Just do it early in the month of November. I mean, December. Because I get it on the last, my monthly payment for this. This is my VA disability where I got it at.
Okay.
So I get it once a month, but you need to go ahead and get it on the 31st or the 1st. Don't wait because if you do, somebody else might be going to get it. But I got to change my number after that probably.
Is there another card that you could use in the meantime? Because my only worry with that, Fraser, is your billing date is on the 30th. So right now you're only past due for $129, but come November 30th, you'll be past due for $258. That will continue to reoccur until I officially put this on a seasonal hold. But I can't do that until the account's paid. So I don't know if maybe you don't
have
another card.
No.
Okay, so let me do this then.
You can just do it and put it on hold now, and I just pay the $129 on the 30th and be done on it until June come up again?
No, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to change your billing date from the 30th to the 3rd, which means we'll have until December 3rd, until that second payment. So if I process it on the 30th, you'll still be good. And then I'll just put it on a seasonal hold until June 3rd after that, okay?
All right, that'll work.
Okay, so let me just make sure that new billing date's done. Okay, good. So all I have to do is remember to process it on the 30th, right, before someone else gets it?
Right.
Okay.
If it's 31 days in this month now, you're only going to get it on the 31st.
Oh, I see. It comes on the last day of the month, regardless if it's a 31st or a 30. Okay.
Right.
So let me just look at the November calendar and see the there's only 30 days in this month, so the 30th is a Wednesday. So I'll try it on Wednesday the 30th. If it doesn't process, I'll come in back to back and try it on Thursday the 1st.
Right. Probably do it on the 1st because I don't get it until like 1 a.m. that morning. That's when
I see.
On my phone.
On the 30th.
So you do it on the 1st. You do it on the 1st.
Okay, I'll do it on the 1st. So run credit card and put on seasonal hold until June. Okay, good. So we have a good game plan. So June 3rd, everything will reinstate for you again, okay?
So you get to 129 or 120, whatever it is, this month, and then you December, and then you cancel until June.
Exactly. Yep, that way you won't have any billings during your off season, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, good. I'm so glad that it worked out, Frazier. So have a really nice rest of your week and enjoy your off season too.
Yes. Let me say something else. So the only problem I got with this, I don't mind paying the $129, but when I get a lead, me and them don't agree on the price. I can't drive them down the road. Diesel fuel is $5 a gallon. My tractor burned diesel fuel. So that's why I'm running into a problem. I go out to get a bid or try to get a bid. Oh no, I can't afford to pay you that. I can't afford to drive this far with diesel fuel, high as it is.
Wow.
And then not only that, but gasoline. Gasoline right at $3, over $3 a gallon for my mower. So I can't afford to lose, and I'm losing going out to get a free estimate. And I try to get the estimate to help the people out, say, well, you charged me for the estimate, so let's just not, no, I don't charge for the estimate. I come out to give you an estimate, but I'm losing money driving out to give you an estimate. Then you say, oh, no, I can't handle that price.
Yeah. You know what one of my clients did? He was working with also us, but also a lead service called Angie Leads. And
I
he was, oh, yeah,
I
so you know.
I canceled Angie Leads because they had given me lead out of my district or area. I told them within 50 miles. They were giving me lead like in Atlanta, all them Ryan Sturtberg in Atlanta and all that. I said, I can't afford to go up there and do that. And I told them that. So I canceled it too.
Yeah. So, okay, yeah, so I wanted to let you know that one client that I had that was working with Angie Leads, he wanted me to put up on his website, estimate $75 charge, that goes towards the job if hired, and then he put, but free estimate with pictures. So if somebody wanted to text him pictures, he could give them a free estimate, but that way he wasn't spending his gas. So I haven't gone back and talked to him since because all I do is collect failed payments, but I remember him specifically wanting us to put that on his campaign. So if in June when everything reinstates, if the gas prices are still through the roof, just let me know and we could maybe put a little banner like that up on your website. Like, hey, $75 estimate charge or $50 or just something to help you recoup your gas money. But if hired, that amount goes towards the work. That way the people have an incentive to hire you because, hey, I already spent $50. I might as well, keep him for the rest of the job,
Just go ahead and do it for $75. I don't think I lose it that. Do it for $75 when it comes back up.
Okay, you got it. So I'll put a note in there, the same thing, like free estimates with a picture, but $75 that goes towards the job, and that might help you a little bit, in June when everything reinstates, okay?
Yeah, that'll work.
Oh, good. I'm so glad that we talked. Okay, so have a really great rest of your week, too, okay, Frazier?
All right, you too.
Thank you.
And Merry Christmas to you. Happy
Thanksgiving. Merry Christmas because we're not going to talk again until after the holidays. So thank you for that. That was very sweet of you. And happy 2023.
happy birthday to me, December the 19th.
Oh, wow. You're a December baby. I love that.
I'll be 66.
Nice. What are you going to do for your birthday, or do you not really do much because it's so close to Christmas?
I don't. Usually my wife gives me something for my birthday for Christmas, too. But see, hers is in June, and I give her birthday this fall, our anniversary. So I got to give her something different for each one. I got to give her one for her birthday and then one for the anniversary. And we've been married 43 years.
Wow. And your anniversary is on her birthday, or it's also in June?
Her birthday is the 27th. Our anniversary is the 23rd.
Oh, so 4 days apart. Oh, that's cool. That's really neat.
Yeah.
But now you're broke in June because you have to spoil her twice.
For me once for Christmas, mine the 19th, and then Christmas is 25th.
Yeah, you know what's so funny? My son, he's 27. He's a December 3rd baby, and he gets kind of lost in the holidays every year because his birthday is a week after Thanksgiving and 3 weeks before Christmas, and everybody always forgets about him, and then they'll just say, oh, I'll just give it to you at Christmas, you know, and it's the same thing. Even though he's not on the 19th, he gets that same type of I don't know. Like, just he gets forgotten during his birthday because there's so much going on during that time of year. You know, I'm his mom.
Yeah.
I'll never forget him, but other people do.
Yeah.
So, well, I definitely enjoyed talking to you. So enjoy all of the upcoming holidays. I know that the big anniversary and the birthday for your wife will happen after you're reinstated. So maybe we'll talk to you again. But in the meantime, have a great rest of your day, too, okay?
All right, and you too.
Thank you, Frazier. I appreciate that. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.